That was the best clap I've had in a while. Clearly gonna be a good night. Welcome to episode 79 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey, so please stop calling me Colonel Fluffybottom, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter, I am the audio engineer, and I am live and in full color.
Hello!
My name's Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and I'll be fine in black and white.
You'll be doing what in black
fine.
And white?
Fine. I'll be fine in black and white.
In black and white.
Okay. Well...
It's very rustic of you, Jason.
Thank
being
rustic?
Sure.
It's like a log cabin in the woods.
Rustic.
Just rustic.
Rustic.
You actually set your you actually set to black and white there, Bailey.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Well,
hats off to you, sir.
I thought, well, you know, if Jason wants to be black and white, then clearly it's cool.
Because it's got to be.
Jason Lamb is the epitome of cool. I mean,
Jason.
Is it true that in Canada you buy your milk in a bag?
Yeah.
Hmm. What?
Bagged milk. How do I describe? It's really hard to. Okay, you guys buy in cartons.
I read a whole article. Cartons and jugs.
Yep, we can still get it in cartons, but instead of the jug, we used to have jugs back when I was a kid. We've transitioned to bags, so you get three bags and a bigger bag. And then you actually have a milk bag holder, and you just cut off one of the corners of the bag, and you can pour your milk out.
Do you have, like, a designated cutlery tool you use just for milk
just
bag
scissors.
Corner cutting? Just a scissors.
Just plain old scissors. If you can't find the scissors, you just rip it with your teeth.
Honey, I'm sorry I killed our child with the milk scissors. Like, there's a milk scissors?
Yeah, there's the milk scissors.
So what's the point of that, though? Like...
Can I answer? I read a whole article about it today.
Yeah, you should do it.
See, jeez. Canada is, like, progressive in some ways. And the bag usage enables them to greatly reduce the manufacturing cost. And also, it's much more environmentally friendly than the jugs or the cartons, especially the jugs, mm-hmm. because apparently the jugs have a wax lining that prevents them from even being able to be recycled. So, they're forecasting that bags are going to be the milk container in the future, like standard across the board in the Western world.
Prepare yourself for bagged milk.
For bagged milk.
Yeah. And,
wow.
But, Jason, like, it's difficult to convey to you probably just how weird the idea of bagged milk is. Like,
I know.
You have to understand in America.
I remember having non-bagged milk here. It was weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Totally weird. Very interesting. Thank you for the history lesson.
So is that more or less interesting than our discussion last week about retro phone books? How are we doing on non-topic or off-topic discussion? Non-topic. Wow.
Well, see, that was actually kind of cool. So.
Something better. Okay.
You know, it... I don't know. I think I'm going to have to get my photo taken with a bag of milk when it comes to, because I'm sure it'll be in our lifetime.
I guess so. I mean, what's
I'll be sure to send it to Jason and my other Canadian brethren.
Okay.
Me with a bag of milk.
I agree with Hunters. No, he's a cool one. So I'm going to go back off of black and white, maybe into focus. No, it's weird. Enhanced. There we go.
You are super enhanced.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to.
I don't know what that means.
Without the enhancement. Without super the enhancement, enhanced. It's all pixels.
Super enhanced.
Ugly, ugly. So, have you guys played any old video games lately?
I did.
What was it?
Well, I played the game I'm bringing this week. I want to talk about that.
Pulling a Bailey.
Pulling a Bailey. Actually played the game. And I also. I ended up playing The Mask for the Super Nintendo.
Wow. I haven't played that. How is it? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really bizarre. I don't know if I hit start too many times, but literally after you get past the title screen, you see all these buildings in kind of like it's an overhead shot almost. And there's an arrow pointing to one. You're like, okay, what's going on? There's been no intro. So you hit A, and you're immediately in this building as the mask with no idea why you're there or what you're doing. And there's just people trying to, like, knife you and throwing cats at you.
Trying to milk scissor you.
Yeah, milk scissor you. And you're just turning into a tornado and, like, hammering people with a giant sledgehammer.
Sounds terrible.
Using your boxing gloves to punch them.
Sounds really, really bad.
Yeah,
collecting money.
Random.
It's the definitive really bad game movie tie-in. It was bad. Don't play it. Don't play The Mask.
I wonder if it was one of those games that was like already made and then they just slapped The Mask on top of it.
Yeah.
That's maybe. Kind of appropriate, you know.
Yeah. You know what? I'll give them saving grace. The animations are really well done. Your character walks like The Mask. Everything's super exaggerated. And the graphics are somewhat vibrant, but the gameplay just kind of blows.
That's also appropriate since I think in the movie The Mask, isn't he a cartoonist?
Yeah.
Am I misremembering this?
No, he works at a bank.
Yeah, that's right. He's a bank clerk.
Wow, I very misremembered that. What movie am I thinking of?
Wow, you want to talk about the beta version? Let's talk about the beta version. The beta version of The Mask played more like a beat-em-up rather than a side-scrolling action game. Damage in the beta version came in a series of expressions similar to the various faces in the 1993 first-person shooter Doom. Different backgrounds were placed in the incomplete version that were scrapped in the retail. Violent-looking attacks like a projectile-firing gun and karate-style low kick were deleted from the final version.
Oh, heaven forbid there be a karate-style low kick in the game.
It's a violent-looking attack. May not be violent, but it's violent.
It's okay for our hero to be stabbed to death, but lest he raise his foot in self-defense. Nay, that is inappropriate.
Electronic Gaming Monthly gave The Mask a score of 6.8 out of 10. And apparently, if you can't do math correctly, it's an equivalent to a C+ letter grade. See, this is why GamePro went under. GamePro gave this game a score of 3.5 out of 5. That's why GamePro no longer exists.
Yep, that's, actually legitimate.
It's very upsetting. Good old GamePro. GamePro was good old. It was like the anti-Nintendo power. I think that's why I liked it so much. Because it's like, we'll talk about more than just Nintendo games.
I
was okay with that. Only one. There could be only one.
What game? No, that's not true. What game did you play, Hunter?
Super Mario Brothers.
Haven't heard of it. Tell us about it.
Sure. So I found this really kick-ass video on GameTrailers.com, and I highly recommend you check out the site. They do a lot of cool videos. One of my favorite in the series is Retrospective. They did a really cool retrospective of Legend of Zelda. So good, in fact, that they actually featured it on one of the bonus discs for the GameCube when he pre-ordered Wind Waker or something. That's their retrospective. Anyway, they have a series called Pop Fiction where they take video game myth and they try to see if it's real. Apparently, there are 256 hidden levels or hidden worlds in Super Mario Brothers. The minus world being one of them. That's like level 30, world 36, something like that. So anyway, they actually found a way to be able to play the other 256 levels. Now, the problem is to be able to be very specific with it, it has to be the Famicom version, and you need the Family Basic cartridge so you can actually program what level you want it and blah, 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 hot swapping cartridges in and out. But if you have a top loader, NES, and a copy of Super Mario Brothers and a copy of Tennis, then you can start Super Mario Brothers, swap in Tennis, reset the game, play Tennis for a little bit, swap out Tennis, put Super Mario Brothers back in, hit reset, and then hold down A and hit start, and it'll start one of the hidden levels. And man, they're weird. Like,
that's so cool.
It's the strangest thing, because like some of the levels like resemble, what is it, 1-3, where you're running across and the Cheep Cheeps are trying to catch you. Mm-hmm. It's like that level, but you're swimming. But it's sky, and you're swimming around, which is awkward. And some of the enemies react like they're on land, so the Koopa Troopas actually walk around like they're on land and not in the water. So it's a complete, it's a very strange, and there's a beginning and there's an end, and the game actually, the levels, even though they're super awkward and weird, they feel like they're finished. Like, you don't really glitch that much when you get towards the end, and you can still jump on the flagpole and continue to the next level. And
whoa.
Like, some of the levels in the worlds are, like Bowser's Castle. Like, you may go through the entire level, and Bowser's not at the end. And you just, you know, hit the little axe, and then you can continue on. But, like, other than that, like, the world functions like it should. Like, there's item boxes, and there's, like, the rotating flame bars, and, like, it's really weird. Like, it's... I posted the link to the video on my Twitter account. So you should check it out.
Yeah, and I think the level that gets generated in the top loader method depends on your performance in tennis. There's these arbitrary mathematical data that the machine draws from in order to know which of those levels to generate.
Right, yeah. So whatever number is being calculated while playing the game tennis is in the same spot of RAM that Super Mario Brothers goes to find what world you're supposed to be on. So depending on how long you play or how well you play will determine what level or what world you play as in Super Mario Brothers. But the neat thing about the Famicom version is with that Family Basic card, it's exactly what you think it is. You pop it in, there's a keyboard, and you can program. You can physically program what number of the world you want to be in, so it's a lot more steady. Super weird stuff. Like,
I love stuff like that.
And so everybody at Nintendo's denying that there's actually 256 different worlds that never were hidden, and you know, it's just crashes in the game and the code and all that stuff. But I don't know, man. Like, I played like 3 or 4 different worlds. I mean, they're weird, but they don't feel unfinished. You know what I mean? Just maybe a couple of tweaks here and there with enemy placement, but other than that, like, yeah, swimming in the sky is weird, but you know.
Yeah.
It's a video game, right? I mean, you're supposed to do strange things in a video game. So,
well, I'd be interested to hear someone more qualified talk about the interesting intersection between the limits of the memory constraints alone versus having to have 256 different levels on there. Because some people are saying they're not randomly generated. They just happen to generate the same way every time.
Right. It's a sequence.
So it's like,
Yeah.
There's Splunky does that now.
Right.
It has a daily level where it generates something based on the date. And if you enter this, you can hack it to get the same date, and it'll generate the same every time.
Yeah, so I mean, there's just a sprite sheet, you know, and a block equals 1, and a Koopa equals 2, and then it just reads a string of numbers and creates the world. And if you move the sprite sheet around, or if you move the numbers 1 point over, 1 point back, I mean, that's going to change the level.
Okay, so what you two are saying is Spelunky uses the same exact technology as Super Mario Bros.
Yes.
Sorta.
It's good enough for me.
Okay. So that's what I've been playing.
That's a good pick. How many of the secret levels did you play?
4. Played about 4 of them.
You have over 250 more to go.
Well, see, the problem is I haven't been able to find out how it works with the tennis game of how long I'm supposed to play or how good I'm supposed to be able to get a very specific world. So, like, I did it, like, 3 or 4 times, and I got 3 or 4 different levels. And I was like, okay, if I go any farther than this, I'm going to get to, like, 20, and then I'm going to see, like, a level repeat. And that's really going to upset me. Because I don't know what I'm doing to make this happen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So
I can understand that. Yeah.
Kind of makes me want to go and, I mean, I got a Famicom. I mean, I can get these carts. I can get Family Basic and the keyboard if I really wanted to get into it. But. I'll probably just play like Resident Evil or Twisted Metal instead. Forget about it. Usually,
yeah, I've heard those are really good on the Famicom.
Super good. You have no idea.
Super good.
You have no idea.
The overhead view in Twisted Metal. Huh.
So good.
Revolutionary.
What have you been playing, Bailey?
I played just a little bit of Donkey Kong Country.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit, yeah. Just, you know, the first world or two or three. quick story time. My wife, when we were first dating and such and getting to know her, she had a Super Nintendo at her parents' house. And I was like, what? You have a Super Nintendo? I like Nintendo. That is a thing I am interested in a lot. And I went to look what games she had, and one of them was Tetris Attack. And I was like, clearly we are meant to be married. And she's just all right like, then. Oh, no. I don't actually like Tetris Attack. We just have it. And I was like, oh, heartbroken, you know.
A little bit.
Boo. One of the games she did admit that she did kind of like and was willing to play was Donkey Kong Country. So I was all like, oh, we have a game we can play together. Oh, awesome. And I was so excited that I got her the other two games for her birthday, Donkey Kong Country 2 and 3.
Nice.
And we never played at all together, ever.
Yeah.
So here I am, sitting around with all three Donkey Kong Country games, figured I'll play them by myself.
Nice.
Yeah, so a little bit of relationship catharsis this week.
Those are great games.
Some Nintendo, they are good. Oh, the original, I mean... I'm just going to boil it down to one thing. Riding the Rhino. That's just so fun.
Like, Rambi.
Just, oh.
I still think the second one's better.
I wouldn't argue that.
Sure you would.
No, I wouldn't. This isn't a showdown. You're right. Okay, yeah, you're right. That's I right. would. I might argue whether you're right about it or not, but you're right.
Right. No, that's understandable.
Right. All three of them are good, though.
Great. Very cool.
Great games. So that's what I've been playing. DKC. Cool.
You.
Welcome to Mario Kart.
Speaking of acronyms, we have a listener email discussion question. An LEDQ. It goes like this. Hello to the show. How are you doing? Arcades are a huge part of my childhood. Hell, I like arcade games more than PC and console games. They're a ton of fun. Two questions for you. One, am I crazy for wanting to call different arcades that I went to as a child and seeing if they have a list in the back of all their previous purchases? I want to call up one or two skating rinks that I frequented as a child just to get a list and completely immerse myself in nostalgia. Creepy or brilliant foresight? Number two, what is one of the earliest arcade experiences you've ever had? I faintly remember going to a Showbiz Pizza when I was 4 or 5 and seeing a Donkey Kong machine next to a Frogger machine. Ah, the glory days. Thank you for listening to this email. Sincerely, Dustin Faber at 16-Bit Catholic. That's his Twitter name. P.S. Really. Thank you, Superfan Dustin. So what do you guys think of his first question? Is there any way it's not creepy to wonder about the prior purchases in the arcade realm?
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Creepy. I don't know about you guys, but any of the arcades I went to as a kid no longer exist.
Yeah.
So I don't even know who you would call.
That would do any good.
Definitely not the Ghostbusters.
Especially now.
Yeah. Especially now. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I would be calling nobody.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what place you call. Like, if you call a place that's clearly not anything close to an arcade anymore, like now it's a hair salon.
Right.
And you're like, do you guys still have a list of all the arcade games you ever bought? Because that would be really cool and I'd really like to see it. They'd be like, what is an arcade?
Yeah.
So, I don't think it'd be super creepy, though. Like, if I can imagine calling up Galloping Ghost Arcade and being like, so have there ever been games that have been broken down so badly you weren't able to repair them? Like, do you have a list of all the games you've ever had? Like a mass, like that'd be cool. Like, what arcade has the biggest master list of all the games they've ever owned?
Right.
It's an interesting way to consider it. Sure. So not quite super creepy, but not quite brilliant either.
I don't know.
I can't even remember our local arcades around here. I remember there was one in a mall.
Yeah, like malls. That was my main arcade, was in the mall. And then there was a big supermarket that had about 5 or 6 cabinets that I would go to with my dad when my mom was shopping. It was something for us to do, so. But yeah, other than that, I mean, that was it. I mean, and those places.
Yeah, like local. I remember.
Oh, yeah, Chuck E. Cheese.
See, I don't remember if we didn't even have a Chuck E. Cheese locally. I don't know if there are Chuck E. Cheese's around up here anymore.
There's one near me, but man, I couldn't tell you. I haven't been in there since. Well, I mean, you have to have a kid to go with you now.
Yeah.
Which is super weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess I understand the purpose of it, but still, it's weird to me because it's like, I can't just walk up there and say, hey, can I get a large pizza, a couple of beers, and a bunch of tokens? I'm just going to sit here and play video games.
Nope, can't order beer without a child.
That's the weird thing.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Did I ever tell you guys the story of when I went to an amusement park and this is high school at the time, me and my funny friend thought it would be funny to ride like a children's ride, and the attendant actually told us, you can't ride this ride without a child. So we're like, oh, bummer. But then the creepy part was the mom behind us was like, you can ride with my son.
Oh, that's weird.
And even we just trying to be funny, we were like, no, we're not gonna ride with some strange child.
Yeah, some random child.
Yeah, it's a little.
And you're a little too trusting, man.
Well, how long ago was this?
10 years, 12. Okay.
That short amount of time. That was a long time. I mean, it was a different time back then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was a different mindset. It's not like you were walking down the street being fearful of pedophiles coming after you with candy. Like, I still remember the whole candy thing. Like, don't trust a stranger if he's got candy. And I always remember thinking as a kid, like, well, he's got candy, so something must be right. I mean, I've never met this person, but candy, yeah. I mean, I'm down with candy. Who wouldn't be? So, I don't
know. My mom's always giving me candy.
Yeah, am I not supposed to
trust
her?
Wait a second.
There you go.
Why is she giving me candy?
There you go.
My earliest arcade memory is when my best friend took me to the mall to play at the arcade.
Wow, that was lame.
It was me and him and his dad and his brother. Played a bunch of arcade games.
There you go.
And some air hockey.
Cool. Nice.
I remember playing Super Off-Road and a Demolition Derby game. I guess I'm really into overhead car games at the time or something. I must have just gotten Super Sprint at home.
That's a fun game.
Yes. Yes.
My earliest memory. So I have a cousin. She is older than me. It was like her first time moving out of her parents' house. And it was... she used to babysit me and my brother all the time. And she was like... She wasn't like really in the games, but like she would play with us like more of the casual stuff. So like... You know, she'd play Super Mario Kart with us, and we'd always make her play Tetris because she could clear like 200 lines, and that just boggled my brother and mine's mind.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were like, no, here, play Tetris on the Game Boy. Like, do what you do best. Like, let's see how high you can get. And like, we would sit around while she played it, and just like, we would listen to the sounds and stuff, like when she would clear lines. And okay. So... She was babysitting my brother and I. It was her brand new apartment. She had to do laundry, so we went to the laundromat. And while she was doing laundry, they had a stand-up arcade cabinet. It was two games. I can't remember what the second game was, but the first game was Wonder Boy, which I was familiar with because I had played Adventure Island on the NES, and it's practically the same game. And I remember playing it and, like, thinking, well, this is the same game. It's got a different name and blah, 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 you know. And I remember going to her and asking her for quarters. And she had a finite number of quarters because she had to do her laundry, too. So, like, every time.
Otherwise, she would have had an infinite amount of quarters.
Right. Well, no, like, she had more, but she just couldn't give them to me because she had to do laundry. So,
okay.
I know you're making fun of me, but it's okay. I'm okay with it.
A tool bag.
Weird. But no, she only gave me like two or three quarters, and every time she gave me one, she's like, she always told me, she's like, make this last. And I was like, I don't know what that means. And I'm dead 2 seconds later. Hey, can I get another quarter? She said, I told you to make it last. Make it last. And I'm like, nah, quarters. So it was a good time. Wonder Boy.
Nice.
Wonder Boy.
Jason Lamb.
I remember going way up north somewhere.
Canada?
I don't know. Yeah, way up north, yeah.
Wait, no, that's not right. That's not right. Sorry.
Yeah. So I went to the Arctic Circle. No.
How was Santa? Is he cool?
He's kind of a dick.
Why doesn't he use polar bears instead of reindeer?
He's racist.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, where do we go from there? So I was in northern Ontario somewhere. I can't remember if it was like I was camping or like renting a cottage or something, but they had on the premises a arcade where I played Street Fighter 2. I want to say for the first time.
Nice.
I played a hell of a lot of Street Fighter when I was there.
It's good, man.
And to this day, I still use the characters I played while I was there.
Yeah, who's your character?
Dhalsim and Vega.
Vega.
Or Dhalsim.
Really? He's too slow for me.
I like Dhalsim.
I would crush you guys with Ken.
Probably because he reminds me of me.
Totally.
I'm awful at fighting games, so you're going to crush me no matter what.
Actually, I used to really like Blanka.
Okay.
He's my dude.
Blanka's good. He's got too many open moves. Like, there's too many attacks of opportunity on him.
He's risky. Yeah. He's a beast.
Yeah, he takes a ton of health out.
Like risks.
So, Street Fighter 2. I remember, this doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, but I remember the first time that I played Mortal Kombat and, like, super impressed. Thought, you know, oh my God, look at the graphics. The graphics are amazing. You know,
like real people.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know there were, like, moves. Because I had never played a game where there were moves, right? So, like, all I remember is sitting there and, like, slamming high punch and low punch at the same time. And, like, me and my brother would have, like, punching matches. Because we didn't know what else to do. We didn't know there was, like, I could freeze somebody or throw lightning. And, you know, like, that's... We take that stuff for granted nowadays, you know? And... like, discovering that for the first time, we were like, whoa, what did you do? Like, it was, like, the craziest thing.
So true. Oh, my gosh. That's a good bit of nostalgia right there.
Yeah, man, because, I mean, like...
do moves?
And, like, seeing, like, the first fatality, like, somebody doing the first fatality, you're just
man.
Like... Did he just rip that dude's head off? He just ripped that guy's head off. Like...
He just tore his spine out of his body!
Yeah.
Put his hand right in his chest and pull the heart out of his beating and dripping.
There you go. That also reminds me of... Really?
You're not allowed to play Mortal Kombat.
Ever again. So ever again.
I called my friend. I'm like, did you get Mortal Kombat yet? And he's like, yeah, I'm coming over.
Can I spend the night? I want to spend the night.
I want to spend the entire weekend. We're going to do nothing but... Okay, we played so much Mortal Kombat at one point in our lives, and this is like when we were kids. I remember going to the arcade once and... playing Mortal Kombat 3, I'm like, I don't know when it came out, but I'm like 10 or 11.
Right.
Maybe 12. So I'm this like scrawny little 12-year-old punk kid, right? I'm just waiting my turn at the arcade behind like the guys actually like playing, whatever.
Yeah, like huge like college kids. And
yeah, and even though I had never played the arcade version, I remember my first match, I beat the guy and performed the fatality.
Nice.
All his friends were giving him tons of crap. Say, oh, we got beat by this little kid.
Yeah.
That was glorious.
It's good, man. Like, when Mortal Kombat 3 came out, their EGM had, like, a preview, and they only showed Kano's moves and fatalities. So it's like there were so many other players I wanted to play as, but I couldn't because I was at an arcade and I had a reputation to uphold. So I only played as Kano because I knew all of his moves already, you know? And it's like, God, you're picking Kano again? It's like, I don't know anybody else's moves, man. Like, I gotta play as Kano.
He's not even good in three.
No, he's not. He's awful.
No, he's really bad.
He looks super, that stupid, was it the I-beam fatality where he,
yeah,
so dumb. He's just like,
yeah.
So, there you go.
So good.
Good times, man.
Good times. Old video games.
Good times. Man. I really do miss arcades, though. Like, they're just not feasible anymore.
Yeah.
That's the sad thing about it.
My birthday party was pretty cool.
Yeah, dude. I told you, like, the last time I was really upset, I apologized profusely.
Oh, I'm kidding.
Nope. Still feel bad.
I don't expect you to come. It's really far away.
It's not that far away, man. It really isn't.
The weather was... I had six people tell me they canceled because of the weather.
Was the weather that bad?
Not really. No.
Well, look, man, I'm...
So, I should take it personally, right?
I mean, well, shit, let's talk about me. I'm batting 1,000 when it comes to bad weather in Chicago.
Yeah?
So...
Yeah? Oh, yeah, you
That are. May have been the one yes. time it would have worked. So... Oh, well.
Let's see what happens at Indie PopCon for you.
We shall see. There's got to be an arcade nearby. I don't expect Indie PopCon to have arcades, do you?
Probably
not. I don't know.
But it'll be the kind of place where you can mention an arcade and lots of people will be like, yes.
What?
Yes.
The idea.
There you go.
So yeah, come to Indie PopCon May 30th through June 1st. It's a pop culture convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, and the three of us will be there. So you should... Check out IndiePopCon.com for more details. The tickets are affordable. Music break! From Hang On by The Blast Processors, a rockin' piece from a group that remixes retro game tracks with their modern instruments. Good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, this is the part of our show where each of us has secretly chosen an old video game. Nobody knows what we've chosen until we reveal it. We have 1 minute to do that. Then after that, we pretty much just spend the rest of the show arguing about who picked the best game. But the best part is that you, the listener, get to choose your favorite of the three in a poll on the podcast episode page. Let's see, 2 weeks ago, for episode number 77, the theme was wish list games, games you wish you had, and the winner was Jason again!
Yes!
Jason!
I'm an animal.
How many weeks in a row now?
That's three. it's at least three.
It feels like four.
I don't know. It's too many.
I think he's hit that weird internet popularity zone where it's like cool to watch him.
Wait, does that make us hipsters because we liked him before everybody else?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I would have had Losers. To like him at one point for that to be true.
Whoa. I like you, Jason.
Whoa.
Now, technically, I think I'm the winner because I actually got my game that was on my wish list. Like, it's not on my wish list
That's
anymore.
Not,
like, I
that wasn't a rule. That's not how that.
I'm metagaming over here. That's okay.
Yeah, it's five. That's 5 weeks.
No, it's not. Is it 5 weeks?
Five? No, it's no
five
way.
Weeks. Five
no.
weeks.
No, you're not counting last week, are you?
I won last week.
Last week counts.
We haven't done last week though. I mean, it's always 2 weeks.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not counting last week. So,
I think
Pepsi.
Oh yeah. Okay, I see what we're doing. Okay.
Pepsi, Journey, Sonic Jam. Mortal Kombat Trilogy.
No,
How
you
are
didn't
you
win
winning?
That. You didn't Pokemon win Mortal
Stadium.
Kombat Trilogy, did you?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
The vote says I did right now.
But did it on the show next, like the 2 weeks
I,
later show?
I can't remember. I've got 22 votes to Mario Kart's 20.
Why would...
No, I think... I don't know.
Well, I know Mario Kart didn't win, though, so...
Yeah.
I thought it did.
No.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it was so Mortal Kombat.
That was 74, so that would make it episode 76, right? When we announced it. Is that right? Or is this episode 76? No, it's not.
We're doing 76.
What a liar.
Right?
This is episode 77.
It's a good thing I do these show notes so I can go straight to the showdown.
Yeah.
Look at me go. Look at me.
So, basically, we spent a lot of time talking about Jason's.
Yeah, we should do this.
This week's theme is game you were better at as a kid. So these are games that when you were a kid, you were good at it. Now you're not as good. So, traditionally, Jason is our timekeeper for the intro. Usually
are
I go
ready?
First. Let me swallow this chunk of carrot in my mouth. Ah. Right,
no, you did Sorry. Win with Super Mario Kart.
Was it?
I did. My memory is terrible, guys. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I was going to say, there's no way that Mortal Kombat Trilogy won.
Yeah, that's unspeakable. But Journey, I mean.
No, I know.
I'm ready. Let's make this a real thing.
All right, you may begin.
So tonight I picked a game that I was really good at one point as a kid. I played this game a lot. I mean, I feel like I played it every couple weeks all the way through. Really liked it. A lot of fun. One of my favorites. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project on NES. Oh. Or, as it is known in Japan, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Manhattan Project. Hmm. It is much like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game, with its blend of fast-paced, non-stop, repetitive motion syndrome-inducing action, alongside one of the longest video game titles of all time. It is an entirely new experience, not an arcade port. It is very fun, but I definitely feel like I was better at it as a kid than I am now. It seems really tough now. I die like on the first level. I don't use the special moves in the right places. It has the development power of Konami, so I know it's good. TMNT 3D.
All right, Hunter.
Hey.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You may begin.
An instant classic in my heart, and probably the game I played the most as a kid, but I am absolutely terrible at it now. I went with Super Spike V-Ball, released on the NES in 1990. Super Spike V-Ball is a 2-on-2 beach volleyball game. Get to pick your players. The NES version featured Billy and Jimmy from Double Dragons, and you journey across the world playing volleyball in the sand. Each team can choose to from four different teams that have different attributes that require you to master before taking on the likes of the USSR or the US Navy. It is Super Spike V-Ball on the NES.
All right. I guess I'll begin. Do you like the carnival? Do you like going and seeing the carnies and playing their games? Do you perhaps have an irrational hatred for bottles and targets? What? In your spare time, do you shoot clay pigeons or just randomly smash clay pipes? If so, this week's game is just for you. It's the classic 1990 DOS game, Shooting Gallery, taking place over seven intense levels. You shoot your way through clay pigeons, random targets, where it finally culminates in you defending a poor grandmother and her children from angry cowboys as they try to storm her house. That's right, it's Shooting Gallery for the DOS.
Wow.
Huh.
So you were bad at this game?
I'm really bad now.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Hunter?
Yes.
The last couple weeks, have you been intentionally choosing games I really like?
You like this
game?
Oh,
that's right. You do like Super Spike V-Ball. No, I totally forgot
Why?
About that. Dude, I am awful at this game. Like, I used to be able to spike the ball down when it got served. I used to be able to do the kaboom spike. Anytime that I wanted, I'd block everything that came over the net. I can't do anything now. Like, I am completely pathetic at this game.
We should play it now. I'd be on your team.
We're going to lose, man. Like, I can't. I'm not kidding. Like, serving is one of the most hardest things for me to do now.
Is it four player?
I can't remember. Like, I know. I thought there was some
sort of.
Oh, what?
It's NES, right? Not
Kings of the Beach is. I'm actually not sure what Super Spike is, which is really kind of embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
I should know these things.
Up to four players simultaneously.
Yeah. Yeah, you need the satellite or whatever it's called.
Mm. Or the fourscore.
Or the fourscore.
You get one of those.
Let's be honest. If you're not using the satellite, you shouldn't be using anything.
What? The fourscore is pretty cool. It's turbo buttons.
No, the fourscore's fine.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fourscore's fine. There were two different versions of plugging in extra controllers. There was the fourscore and the satellite, NES satellite.
Okay, why a volleyball game?
Because, okay, there's actually a ton of volleyball games, right?
There's
four or five on the NES.
Yeah, and I've played quite a few of them, even up to like the PlayStation and PlayStation 2 with the whole Dead or Alive control, the jiggliness of chess, like beach volleyball. Mm-hmm. All of them are absolutely terrible, and I think the reason is because Super Spike V-Ball is an arcade-style volleyball game.
They're terrible because they're volleyball games.
Well, no, I mean, you don't like volleyball?
No.
How can you not like volleyball?
It's volleyball.
Like 5'2"?
I'm the same height as Hunter.
You're 5'11"?
No, I'm 5'10".
Oh.
Close enough.
You can play volleyball. What's wrong with that?
Yeah,
I played volleyball in school. You can play volleyball.
I played volleyball in gym at school as well. It's just what a boring sport.
You weren't playing it right then. That's all I gotta say.
Super Spike is a lot of fun though. Like, Jason, can you at least admit that volleyball would be more fun if you could like kill the other guy on the other team by spiking the ball so hard he flies like 100 feet backwards?
I guess so. To me, it just seems if you're gonna make a game with a net in the middle, volleyball seems like a slower version of a tennis game.
A slower version?
Yeah. A slower, easier version of a tennis game. Because now you're constantly in doubles from the screenshots.
But you can hit the ball so hard it like injures people a lot. There's not like a tennis game where you can do that.
It's true.
Yeah, that's true. But
That's the argument.
I had a tennis game that was an RPG.
Well, but are you better you were a kid than you are now? Because I'm better at RPGs now than I was when I was a kid.
Yeah, probably. But volleyball, like...
There's no probably. I am definitely better at RPGs now than when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you too. Yeah.
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 Volleyball.
Okay, Jason, I think I figured out why you're so bad at shooting gallery.
All right.
You only play with half the screen, man. Like, what's that about?
Yeah, because all the values of the targets are on the lower half. So you have to know the pinwheels are worth 10, while the squirrels are worth 20.
PC right, game but with all the information on screen at once.
Yeah, it's like, can't I figure that out as
Heaven
I play?
Heaven forbid
like,
there
I...
be any mystery or discovery or exploration. Yeah.
I think I just want to play it, does it really matter what things cost? I just want to shoot stuff.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
There's high score. Keeps track.
I love gold.
Gold.
Well, here's what I'm thinking, though, is am I going to sacrifice not shooting something to go as far as I can to shoot something with more points? Or am I just going to shoot something that's closest to me because it gives me points regardless?
Things usually comes in streaks of 5 to 10. So while you may hit the first, let's say, two cups or coffee mugs that are only worth 10, you may go, oh, there's squirrels on the row beneath it. I know there's at least 8 more of those coming. I'm going to switch to the row below. I'll make more points.
That actually makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I couldn't see any.
That's a pretty good strategy. I mean, you got your counting. I mean, that's so there's math involved.
Yeah.
That's why you don't do so good at it, because there's math.
So, Jason.
Yeah.
Why are the cowboys angry at the grandmother?
The grandmother actually runs a brothel back in town.
What?
And one of her girls cut up a cowboy after he refused to pay.
What do you mean, cut off?
Cut
a cowboy.
Up. Cut up.
Cut up.
Not off. Cut up.
Like,
so
like a
now the
snipperoo? With the milk scissors?
With the milk scissors?
She took the milk scissors and. That milk bag was gone.
That milk bag was really
gross. Come on.
Oh, that was
fluids
awful.
Everywhere.
It's too much.
It's
too much.
But, yeah, so she runs that, and now the cowboys are pissed, so they're trying to get revenge. Of course, you can't let them because you're the good sheriff.
Right. You're definitely the white hat sheriff.
Yeah.
That's a really kind of a complicated ethical situation there.
Isn't it?
I don't
it's
completely
deep.
Sympathize with the grandmother here.
I know. It's what makes the game, after all these years, a good example of more ambiguity in game design.
Yeah. Clearly, it was a forerunner to modern tendency towards those type of discussions and
types
decisions.
Types of discussions, yeah.
Shooting gallery.
I know for a fact everything I just said is 100% true.
Maybe
I know
maybe
for a fact.
It's even found in the Book of Knowledge.
Maybe.
Yeah,
and if it's
might
not
be there
right
soon.
Now, maybe someone could put it there.
No, the best part is the game doesn't even have a Book of Knowledge page.
That's
well, it's kind of a generic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, it's
shooting
not like Encyclopedia Britannica. It really is just pretty generic.
Yeah.
Book right.
Of Knowledge.
So. Yeah. So, I don't really like Manhattan Project.
Why do
why
I also feel it's been
not,
brought before?
Hunter?
Well, here's why.
I brought the arcade game before. I brought Turtles 2.
No, I know. I know.
I'm excited, yeah. Jason. He asked. All
right.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Gotta bring the Canadian up to speed.
Yep.
It's cold up there, so he's moving at half speed. So.
Wow.
You said
you're slow. That's what he just said.
No, actually, I said all Canadians are slow. That's kind of what that amounts to.
Whoa.
I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, so Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Manhattan Project. I'm really upset that he didn't go for the Manhattan missions. Just kind of upset about that.
The PC game?
The PC game, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Jason should 1 week. It's not as good.
Yeah, it's really bad, actually.
I understand your disappointment in me not choosing it, though. It is iconic.
Good.
It's a singular experience unlike any other experience by me.
Good.
The Manhattan Mission. What a classic.
Here's my issue with Manhattan Project. Big fan of the cartoon. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Huge fan of the movies. Still to this day. I actually watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie, yesterday.
Nice. It's good.
Still really good. Even the whole suits and the puppet, all that stuff, still holds up. Good. It's really nice.
The martial arts they do, amazing in the suits. Wow,
yeah. I think my biggest issue with Manhattan Project is it takes too much from the comic book in terms of the enemies and the villains and stuff.
Why is that a problem?
Because I don't know who those characters are.
Oh.
Like, they never translated over to the cartoon or into the movies. And I didn't start getting in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books until well after I had grown up and realized that there were, like, other cool superheroes out there. So, I have no connection in this game. Like, nothing is, like, oh, there's that guy. Oh, there's that guy. Like, I don't get that like I did in the arcade, or hell, even the NES Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game.
Okay, Hunter, are you you're a fan of the Mega Man series, yes?
Yes.
Would your fondness for the series include the original game?
Like the first Mega Man?
First?
Ever?
Mega Man. First yes. Mega Man ever. Okay, so if I understand your mindset correctly, when you sat down to play the first Mega Man game and you saw Gutsman, you thought to yourself, ooh, I have no idea who that is, so I feel no connection to him, and thus this game must be bad in some way.
No.
No.
Here's why.
I know where you're going.
Okay.
Just gonna throw that out there. Go ahead.
All right. We'll leave it at that then.
Mega Man was never a cartoon. You didn't have any reason to.
It was, actually. I've got all the seasons on DVD.
Well, but not.
Damn. Well, your argument's invalid. You
know, and I've got the beginning of the Magna comic too. The trade book. I really like Mega Man.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really good. Go ahead.
No, don't.
No, please. Don't. But you
don't.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, now I wouldn't care. But when I was a kid, like, that meant everything to me.
Okay. But see, this is weird because, and this doesn't necessarily, like, counter what you're saying. Like, I'm not saying I'm right, you're wrong. But when I was a kid, I really liked Ninja Turtles. I liked the movies, the cartoons, the action figures. I remember buying specific action figures as a child. But when I played Turtles 3, I thought, wow, cool, new stuff I haven't seen before. Like, that was my take.
Okay. So, you're more adventurous than Hunter.
Well, I don't feel like I am, though. I don't...
So, what you're saying, what you want out of Turtles game is new. Well, Hunter wants more of an extension of the cartoon series he already loves. He wants to experience more stories involving those characters he already knows.
Hunter, to use, like, psychology terms, like, there's a positive reinforcement.
Right.
Hunter liked Turtles so much, he just liked seeing the Turtles characters, whereas I guess I just liked new stories. So I guess Hunter's just a bigger Turtles fan.
I don't know if it's that. I think it's especially in the games and even the movies, because so my main medium was the cartoons. Like, that was my medium. Like, that was how I was introduced to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, just through the cartoons. I mean, you got the tapes when you bought Pizza Hut pizza, for God's sakes. I mean, like, how could you not watch these cartoons, right?
Yeah.
So, and the world of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is so vast when it comes to villains and friendly characters that when I played the game, really, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, that's disgusting.
game's awful.
What are you talking about?
I think the thing I was most upset with is that there were so many great characters within the cartoon that they developed. They never did that in the games. Okay. Like, what's his name? Baxter?
Baxter Stockman?
Yeah, like,
the boss
I really...
you fight twice in the second game?
Right, but, I mean, it doesn't... It's the same thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't get to fight Leatherhead until Turtles in Time. And, like, that was a really cool storyline in the cartoon. You know? Like, I wanted them to take the characters that they have already developed and expand on them within the game. But when they introduce different characters from the comic book, because it's been around for so much longer and it's so much more massive, that I was kind of like, well, where's this guy? Like, where's this guy? You know, where's this character? Like, I wasn't as happy playing the game as I wish I would have been.
So, if... how do I say this? If I told you... Okay. Jason, I have a prime opportunity to pounce on a weakness in Hunter's argument, and I'm just trying to come up with the best way. Right. Hunter,
so you
want to
talk
about
how
say
awful
that part about Leatherhead
again?
Can you say that part about Leatherhead again?
So I didn't want to experience Leatherhead. Didn't until Turtles in Time.
But you wanted to, right?
Yeah, because I thought he was a cool character.
You know, Leatherhead is a boss in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project, right? Do you know
apparently
that?
Apparently not.
Wow.
Well, I don't.
He's in
Turtles. How far 3. In?
About probably two-thirds of the way through.
Yeah,
that's... him on a train?
That's farther than I've ever played.
In the subways, yeah. Underground.
Way farther than I have ever played.
See, when I was a kid, I could get there. Nowadays, I'd probably be in Hunter Place. Like, oh, Leatherhead. Never got up. No, I was a kid.
Now,
we'll see, because here's my opinion why you can't play the game now is because that all of those Teenage Mutant Turtle games, especially that one and the arcade, it requires patience.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have patience anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just jump in and start hammering away like you do in every other single beat 'em up game, because beat 'em up games are like comfort food to gamers. You can pop it in and play for 15 minutes, be happy, and pop it out. You know, like, I mean, that game, you have to jump in and kick and then back away, wait for the attack to come, dodge, and then jump back in and back out. Like, if a fight is going to take more than 5 minutes, there's an issue in your brain.
There's no save function, why even bother?
Right. I mean, you could play something even more mindless, like Shooting Gallery.
Whoa.
Which is just pointing and clicking
on
half of the screen.
On half of the screen?
Because the other half.
I mean, even Duck Hunt was like, let's use at least 3/4 of the screen here.
No. When you see, that's how it makes it even more challenging. When you get to the final level where you have to save the grandmother who runs the brothel.
Right.
You have to actually use the whole screen. So it throws you off.
Jeez, the whore marm.
Right, but
whoa,
to get there...
Whoa, don't call her that.
But see, to
she
get
loves
there,
her grandchildren.
You have to shoot, like, pixel-perfect little things that are flying away.
Yeah, it's
that
really
are like
hard.
A pixel or two. No, man, it's unfair. It's not really hard. It's unfair. It's completely unfair. Like, it's broken.
It's not.
That's what I would call it. I would call it broken.
It's not. It's really hard, but it's doable.
The final boss, Super Shredder, has a gun that kills you in one shot, turns into a
Yeah, that's
turtle.
Unfair.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Do not.
You know what's unfair?
Near in front of him.
What? Having to play volleyball, the video game.
Hunter,
that's
I have
unfair.
To ask,
no, it's
what
not.
Team,
it's super
what
spiky.
Do you like playing?
There's teams.
Oh man, I'm Billy and Jimmy the whole time.
He used the word team like 4 different times in the same sentence. He said each team has a choice of 4 teams to choose from.
He said the double team, so I thought they canceled each other out.
And you didn't believe
no,
there
I mean,
teams?
They're in teams.
I thought it was like math, where
Jason.
Two negatives cancel each other out.
You thought it was like math? That's... What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You're on math?
Lots of things.
What's that about?
But, yeah, volleyball?
I was the double dragons.
Game?
Oh. Why not just play Double Dragon?
Because it's not a volleyball game.
We were the fat guys until we discovered that the Double Dragon
exactly.
has defense.
Well, they can slide everywhere. Yeah, that's why you want the Double Dragons.
Yeah, they can dig all the way. That crazy sliding sound.
So here's what's weird. So doing some research for this game, apparently there are 4 female teams in the game that are only accessible.
Only accessible if you play.
There are 4 female teams. Yeah. There are 4 female teams that are only accessible by the Game Genie. They're completely finished, and they actually just mirror the other teams in terms of abilities and advantages, but they're female.
Why wouldn't they include them?
I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. Like, the only thing I can think of is so that you don't have to, like, well, what does this team do? Oh, they're just like the male team of this side. You know, like, sitting down and actually figuring out. Like, that kind of makes sense, but...
Yeah, it makes sense in a sexist way.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, just, like, at the production meeting, can you imagine some guy being like, ooh, let's not put the female teams in there.
Okay, so here's my only argument for that.
Sir? Let's just know.
Here's my only argument for that. It wasn't the fact that they were female. I think it was the fact that it's beach volleyball, and they're fairly scantily clad, even for 8-bit graphics. So it's kind of demeaning.
Maybe they were.
Well, no, from the screenshot I'm looking at, they're wearing like a one piece.
So Jason went straight for the screenshot.
Of course he did. Why wouldn't he?
It's on the Book of Knowledge.
Sure it is.
It is now, anyway. Someone grab the milk scissors.
Grab those milk scissors.
But yeah, volleyball, ugh.
Dude, it's a lot of fun. Trust me, if you played it, Jason, it's a lot of fun. Game.
I would rather be cut by milk scissors.
That's not true.
What?
That's not true.
That's just straight up irrational, son.
No, it's crazy.
I got 99 right. problems, but Super Spike ain't one.
Thank
Hit
God.
Me. Get it?
You hit the ball. Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Okay, so... I don't know what to say about turtles. Because there's so many turtles games during that time.
This is really good fun. So fun. Special moves. The characters are actually different in this game, unlike Turtles 2, where they were exact. There was no point in choosing, really, except the appearance.
True.
Turtles 3, their weapons have different reaches, and they have each a different special move. So cool.
Donatello is the only character to play as.
He is the best one. Yeah, that's true. I like the best, but...
He was the best one in the first... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game too, because he could shoot through the ceiling.
He was outright incredible in the first game.
He was
super
human.
He could be on a ledge like halfway across the screen, piking people 12 feet away.
Yep.
I mean, basically, Raph uses a pair of milk scissors. That's basically, Raph is the whore marm.
Whoa. Grammy. Just Grammy. Just a nice grandma in this situation. Takes place at her house with her children.
And a brothel.
Oh, right. She wasn't the one doing the scissoring. It was the prostitute.
Yeah, it was one of her employees.
One of her employees. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, that's the history of shooting together right there.
Wow.
I'm...
And the world keeps turning.
Sorry, this is funny to me. My mom is trying. She's watching and trying to comment. She's having technical difficulties, so she's texting me. That's why awesome. She can't comment. That is awesome. Mom, I'm not sure why you can't comment right now. I'm sorry. I don't understand it either. The way Google Plus does. It used to just be a YouTube video. Now it's a Google Plus event page. It's different.
Yeah.
She had comment.
Try reloading. Try I don't know. Yeah, she did it first, so for her to lose the ability, kind of weird. I don't know.
I don't either. Was she playing Shooting Gallery while she was trying to comment? Because that
you know, that's the I think
that will crash
I
your
think,
computer.
Yeah.
I think Jason even mentioning Shooting Gallery resulted in the deaths of tens of people.
I agree.
Possibly. It's so intense. Your heart
possibly,
may not take it.
Possibly. Did someone say pasta?
Oh, yeah.
I'm really reaching here.
All right, this is getting out of control.
Yeah,
well, it's just, I don't know how to insult Hunter's game. So
I do. It's volleyball. That's all you
it's
have to
do. It's a
good
game, though. I consider defend it. It's a fun game. I will say my game is better and more fun and a better two-player experience, unless you're on the same team.
Yeah, but his is four-player.
Yeah.
He's got that on you.
Wait, they didn't make Manhattan Project four players?
No,
that's lame.
You couldn't. The NES
There's
would
four
never
turtles.
Be able to handle that many sprites on screen that large. No way, that would have been a
really
possibility.
Lame.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to play it anymore.
I don't believe that.
It's not that you guys are. It's not like some crime against.
No, it is. Okay. It's a crime
against humanity.
Final arguments, boys. Jason, why should anyone vote for Wild West Prostitutes?
Again, shooting gallery. Also, whoa.
Wild West Prostitute here.
For those.
Well.
So, no, you should vote for shooting gallery subtitle, The Salvation of Grandma Jenkins.
Oh, good grief.
Because it really lets you master the subtleties of a shooting gallery, and there's some great moral conundrums. It's awesome. Riveting.
Stop, just wow. Stop now. Hunter, why should anyone stare at muscular, hunky beach dude?
Well, he can also play as females. You just need the game, Jenny. It's no big deal. But you should vote for Super Spike V-Ball because, honestly, it's probably the best volleyball game ever. Like, really. Now, even with Jason, who says that who wants to play a volleyball game, there still has to be a best and there still has to be a worst, regardless of the category. Super Spike B-Ball is number one on that list. Super Spike B-Ball.
You should vote for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, The Manhattan Project, because of this text from my mom.
Oh, good. God. That's not good.
Let's see if I can bring it up. Actually, you probably can't read it. My phone, I don't need to buy a new one. It's like falling apart and breaking. Part of the screen is cracked. But she says, we got good at TMNT because we played every night until we ran out of continues. It's true. Me and my mom playing Turtles late into the night.
Showing you glitches on Double Dragon 2.
Yeah, which I wasn't able to replicate in front of you. Maybe I should have brought that game instead.
I saw it. It's okay.
You did?
I saw it online.
Cool.
But like right when that happened, I turned it off because I don't want to know what happens after that screen because I've never physically been to that screen in
really?
The game. No,
oh,
man.
I cannot wait to play with you again. I'm gonna do it the normal way and not risk my life dying at that part.
Uh-huh.
I'll just do it the normal way, go through, we'll be yep. The game. It'll be so cool. Uh-huh. Man, that's gonna be a good day.
Man.
That's a showdown, everybody.
It was a good one.
I apologize for the carrot-induced shard tickle in my throat. I've been tickling my throat more than usual throughout
the show. Is that a euphemism for something? Or...
you ask Jason. The
whoa!
Over here. Did you hear?
No.
So that's the showdown. Please vote for your favorite on the podcast episode page. Please leave comments. You can email us, podcast@onemorecastle.com, for your listener email discussion questions. Follow us on Facebook.com/OneMoreCastle for exclusive discussion questions there we'll ask you. Follow us on Twitter @OneMoreCastle for updates. Check out the other stuff on One More Castle. We have more than just the podcast. We have some pretty cool stuff. And, yeah, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I guess that's kind of weird, but it's Nintendo_Legend. How about you guys? Any reminders, plugs, or shout-outs?
You can follow me on Twitter @JasonLamb. And I'd like to give a shout out to the Anti Volleyball Coalition of California. You guys are doing good work.
Oh. Wow.
Hunter.
You can follow me on Twitter as well. It's @EricHunter. My indie game review blog is IamEricM. My shout out goes to Mr. Joe Walker for his backlog series. He officially hit, I think it was 300 subscribers. Is that right?
I think it was 1,000.
No, it was. It was 300.
Yeah, it was.
The show's not that good. Hold on.
I hope he listens to it. It's 1,000, right?
It probably is. Was
that 987? Yep.
Wow. Okay, so 1,000 subscribers. It's a good show.
It's real good.
One of finds the shows out there right now. Obscure, cheap games that you would enjoy.
What a good cause.
He had a ripoff of a Jeweled on there earlier, which is actually a ripoff of Tetris Attack. Pokemon Challenge. So. Maybe I was the 300th subscriber. Maybe that's why I remember that number.
Oh, okay. That could be.
I don't know.
For any of you listening to the audio version of the podcast, if you want to join us for the live stream, it's a good time. We have fun. It broadcasts every Thursday evening about 7:30 p.m. Central, give or take a few minutes, depending on how much pre-production chatter you have. Also, last reminder of this episode, Indie PopCon. Mark your calendar, May 30th through April 1st. Not only are me, Hunter, and Jason going to be there, there's going to be some other One More Castle faces you'll recognize too. I mean, we're really kind of taking it over. It's, might as well just call it CastleCon. And lastly, I do want to shout out our live stream commenters. Show some new tonight. I think I may have gotten you guys some questions earlier. Shout outs to Rizard Gore, Dustin Faber, Captain Knucklehead, Paul Sharp, Lisa Robinson, Jason Lamb,
Jason
Valerie
Lamb.
Minnick,
nah.
Jason Lamb, Eric Hunter, what? Brent, I see you. So, yeah, thanks you all for watching and commenting. Last but not least, dear listeners, please remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week.